Well, I was kind of inspired by this Imagine Ian Rankin documentary that's airing in about 2 hours. But I don't like doing doing video blogs because, frankly, who wants to look at me for 5 minutes? So I thought I'd try an audio boom instead. I have to apologise because I'm full of a cold. I'm sniffly and trust me, you don't want to know. It's not pretty. But yes, it's day 6 of NaNoWriMo, and I've basically just written a dissertation. Yes, I'm coming close to the 10,000 word mark. I'm at 9,612, which is not bad in 6 days. My dissertation, when I did it, 10 years ago, was literally 10k. Crikey. See, I really wish someone had said that to me when I actually did my dissertation. 5 days. 5 days! It's easier writing fiction than it is writing academic stuff. So, I'm actually doing quite well. This whole NaNoWriMo has been different to the last sort of six or so that I've done. I've never won any of them because I've been too preoccupied with writing a book. With this one, I'm not writing a book. I'm writing lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of scenes that I can see in this jigsaw puzzle as being a book, just in the wrong order. So come December 1st, I'll reorder them, insert the sort of 4,000 words I have tucked away spare from before the whole November thing started. It's not much, it's basically the prologue and some random scenes. And that noise is the fireworks. My cats aren't exactly happy about this. Oh dear. So, it's going really well, actually. I'm not sure if I can just keep up all these scenes going for the full 30 days, but my 10th... I didn't do maths, I suck. A fifth of the way there? Yes. My brain says this is correct. Bearing in mind I got a D in maths. I'm enjoying writing this, and this is the thing about NaNoWriMo. It's not about writing a book, it's about writing 50,000 words that might eventually become a book. And it's nice to look at it in a different perspective for a change. Especially as I kind of know what's happening with this one. The last book, The Third Wish, which is the first in the City of Dragons series, I had no idea where I was going with that one. Well, I knew what was going to happen, but as I kind of wrote the first draft, I, as Ian Rankin says in this documentary, was playing detective, because I was just like, right, where's this going? I don't know. And I eventually found out, which is good, because that means that there's actually a story and a conclusion and a murderer. You know, this is good. But this book is a bit different. It's the second. So not only have I done the initial character stuff, this one is much more focused on, oh, look, someone's stealing children. Some of them are turning up dead. This is not good. It's not about who's killing them. It's about how to stop them. Which are, believe me, two different things. Plus, it's kind of set in the future as well. The last book I wrote, The Third Wish, was set in a specific day in September, about a week away from the equinox. It was set at a specific sort of moon phase, a specific day that I was actually in Norwich and know what the weather was like. This book is set in the future, so it's kind of a week-ish up to Christmas and Yule. So I don't know if it's going to snow. I hope it doesn't. But poetic license says it is, and therefore I'm dragging my character around Norwich, which is always fun. But it is going well. I'm enjoying it, and it's nice because I'm just like writing random scenes as they pop into my head. I really, really hope I can keep this up. But anyway, I'm going to leave you because I'm short of breath and I need to drink more water. I want coffee. I want more coffee. Anyway, bye-bye.